700 NHL points on it, what would you have said?
Man, 700 games would have been a heck of a deal. You know what I mean? Obviously, I feel real lucky. It's, you know, you hit certain milestones or whatever it might be, and you don't really reflect on it at this point. You know, you're kind of in the thick of things. But obviously, I've gotten some outstanding opportunities, especially here. I play with great players, and you know, when you're given those type of roles, you're gonna have opportunities to put up some numbers. So it's, you know, it's been fun.
To the game tonight, the game sure seemed to swing on that 4-on-4. Is there something about that, or what role did that maybe play in waking you guys up?
I think they came out with some determination there in the third. You know, we took the game over in the second. You know, they obviously they were hungry for a win, and you know, showed the first few shifts of the third. They played down in our end, and they got one to go. So obviously, we're a group with time and space. You know, we can make some plays, and got a couple of breakdowns, and obviously, you know, the first one was pretty, you know, pretty spectacular. It's a game-breaking type of play, and we're lucky to have players like that on our team.
Just in terms of the power play, obviously a little bit of a wrinkle going on today. Just kind of your thoughts on that and kind of implementing it tonight and kind of the results you got from it.
Yeah, it's great to kind of to be able to change on the fly like that. You know, obviously there's been a specific look we've had here the last couple of years and had a ton of success with, and, you know, teams know what's coming, and so it's great to throw a little wrinkle. We have guys that are able to pretty much play any position there on the power play, and just keep them guessing. You know, I mean, even within a single power play, we can go back and forth. So that's a pretty good weapon to have. Easily could have had at least a couple goals on those power plays. So that's something we can build off of.
Blake, if there were some deficiencies at all in Patrick's game the last couple of years, are we seeing the player really rounding into form in all aspects right now?
No, he's, you know, I think. Well, my goal with him is, you know, by the time I'm out of here, you know, he's, if not the best forward in the league, you know, in that conversation. And, you know, I think he's a guy that has had a ton of success at a young age. And, you know, he's been a huge part of our team's success. And, you know, when it doesn't go your well and you're a young player and you got to fight through it, it's, you know, sometimes your emotions get the better of you, and it's hard to realize what you need to do. And, you know, I talked to him this summer, and I think he realized some of those things, and you know, he realized that ultimately the onus is on him, you know, to take those next steps. And his determination so far this year has been outstanding. I mean, he's just battling on pucks, and typically when you have a guy his size and his skill set battling that hard, the puck's going to find him, and we all see what he can do in open space.